welcome to the Real Leach Experience Podcast. We are on part two of Trivia with Aaron Gordon. Hello, Aaron.
Hello. Looking forward to continuing my trivia domination today.
You're kicking ass. Okay, you're at 43 at the halfway point. We start your last two halves, 200 points total. Your goal, your number is 89 to get out of the basement, which is fine. The basement's a wonderful place, but I think you're going to make it out anyway. We're going to start with team nicknames. The way this works is I give you the name of a city and the name of their league. You get, for 10 points, you can give me the name of their nickname. If you do not know the answer, I will give you the name of the stadium the team plays in, as well as the team's mascot. And if you know it, then you will get 5 points. Are you ready?
All right.
Okay, number one, the Nashville AAA baseball team.
Oh, man. I thought we were still sticking to soccer, and I was like, oh, man, I know my League One side.
Sorry.
You're going to have to give me a hint on this one.
Okay, they play at First Tennessee Park, and their mascot is Ozzy.
Is what?
Ozzy, as in Ozzy Smith.
Ozzy... Are they the Bears?
That's incorrect. They are the Sounds, the Nashville Sounds.
One of okay.
Those. I think that nickname's a little too clever by half, if you ask me. All right. Question number two: the Barcelona NFL Europe team.
Oh man, that is a great question. Was it the Fire?
Is that your answer?
No.
Is that your answer?
Oh.
Or no, I'm not. You formed a question. So if you don't want that to be your answer, you're not held into it right now.
Hey, the Fire was someone else. It was the Dragons, right?
Yeah, again, if you keep saying things in a question, I'm not going to.
Oh, it's the Dragons. It's the Dragons. I'm going with the Dragons.
That's correct for 10 points. The Barcelona Dragons.
All right.
They played at the Estadi Olympic Luis Companys. And their mascot's name was Dragon, so that would have been helpful for you. All right, nicknames. Number three, the Connecticut WNBA team.
Oh, my God, I'm from Connecticut, and I don't know this.
if you need a hint, I can give you one.
Yeah, let's have a hint.
They play at the Mohegan Sun Arena, and their nickname is their mascot is Blaze.
Mohegan. They're the Sun, right?
If you keep asking me questions, I can't make any answers.
Now I'm just doing it to hear you say that.
You
as like a broken record.
So
I'm going with the Sun. Yeah.
That is correct for 5 points. All right, number four, the Northern Iowa Collegiate Football Team. Kurt Warner.
I need a hint on this one.
They play at the Uni Dome. That's right. Northern Iowa has a dome, which is kind of amazing. and the mascot's name is the TC Panther.
I'm going with the Wildcats because like 44% of college teams are named the Wildcats.
No, but see, now this would be, that's incorrect. This would be a time where the hint could have been helpful because they are the Panthers.
Wait, is the same one? Oh, man.
the mascot's the TC Panther. So, you know, I mean, if you don't know, that would be an example where a guess could
Yeah, you're right. That would have been the smart play.
Well, no. Listen, no one's casting aspersions or judgments. All right, and number five, the Rider in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the Rider men's and women's college basketball teams.
Hint.
They play at Alumni Gymnasium, and their mascot is the Bronc. The Bronc, like a Bronco without an O. The Bronc.
All right, then I'm going to have to go with Broncos.
That's incorrect. The correct answer is Bronx.
Who's named the Bronc? Is it with an X like the borough?
No, it should be though. That would be better. It's B R O N C S. I don't know. Again, someone with more experts in horses would have to let me know whether Bronx is a common name or for horses, or if the Rider University just ran out of lettering for their uniforms. But they are the Bronx. They are the Bronx. So that's 15 points. You are at 58. I will confess, it is an uphill climb but it is an uphill climb I have faith that you will be able to succeed in. So now we go to outbursts. The way this works is I read off the name of a category. If I were to say disciples, you would have had 1 minute to yell Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and so on. But nothing, we would never be so political as to be so biblical on this podcast. So these will be sports related. So you have 1 minute on the clock. You can shout out as many as you can. You are not punished for wrong answers. So just shoot. Go like crazy. You got it?
All right.
1 minute on the clock. Whoops, that's a calculator, not a... Come on, iPhone. That's a calculator, not a clock. All right, stopwatch ready. Okay. The last 10 teams the United States has either beaten or tied in the World Cup. Go.
All right. So they beat and tied Portugal and Ghana.
Correct, correct. Yes, then, yes.
Yeah, and then 2010, they beat Slovenia, tied correct. England.
Yes.
And I think that was it for that World Cup. And then 2006, they... Oh, man. I was 7 years old. We're really going back in the archives here. I think they played Slovenia again that year, if I'm not mistaken.
You said Slovenia already.
All right. I thought they played again in 2006.
10 seconds. You have 10 seconds.
I don't know. I know we beat Mexico in 2002.
Mexico is correct.
Yeah, the...
Time.
Oh, so
you
man.
Got five. Now, the key to this game, being called Outburst, is to feel free to just burst out the names whenever you feel so inclined. So you got five. You got Portugal, Ghana, Slovenia, England, and Mexico. You missed Algeria. That was a name that you were reaching for. Colombia, Italy, South Korea, and Switzerland. Those are the last.
All right.
All right. Now we go for more of these. Here we go. Counting the current one and including interim, name the last 10 coaches of the New York Knicks. Go.
Scott? What was his name? Scott? Byron Scott?
No.
Damn it. Isaiah Thomas?
Yes.
God, what was his name? Not Jimmy Del Negro. He's bold.
Not Del Negro.
D'Antonio.
Yes. D'Antonio.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know basketball. This is you're screwing me over here. Well, I'm blaming
sorry.
You.
Sorry.
Blame the host isn't that strategy. I really like that's exhausted my knowledge of basketball coaches.
Okay, with Isaiah Thomas and Mike D'Antoni,
that's
so you got two.
10 seconds. Complain about my Twitter feed.
No, yeah, you got two of probably the most maligned ones in the last few years. That's okay. So that is time. You have two. You got Isaiah Thomas and Mike D'Antoni. The ones you missed: Larry Brown, Don Chaney, Derek Fisher, the current coach of the New York Knicks, Don Nelson, Jeff Van Gundy, Lenny Wilkins, Herb Williams, and the recently fired Mike Woodson. All right. We have three more to go. You have seven there. All right. Here we go. Sorry. Now we have a baseball one. Sorry. The last 10 men to lead Major League Baseball in an individual season. That's people to do it. In home runs. And go.
Mike Trout, Albert Pujols.
Yeah, Trout, no. Pujols, yes.
All right. Giancarlo Stanton?
No. Might do it this way.
Matt Kemp?
No.
Oh, man. Where are these home runs? Brett Gardner? No.
No.
Ten seasons, you said?
Who?
You said ten
no,
seasons?
No Kemp.
All right. Let's see. Who else is home runs? The lights, they're bright. Alex Rodriguez?
Yes.
Let's go with Barry Bonds at some point?
Yes.
10 seconds. Let's go with Mark McGwire at some point?
Who?
Mark McGwire.
No, can't give him a
one.
And time. You got three.
Oh, man.
You got Albert Pujols, Alex Rodriguez, and Barry Bonds. The ones you missed, Jose Bautista, Adrian Beltre, Miguel Cabrera, Chris Davis, Ryan Howard, Andrew Jones, and Jim Thome. Jim Thome.
Andrew Jones. What
I know,
he
right?
That?
I know. He actually tied. I think. No, actually, he. I don't think he even tied. I think he had like 48 one year. It was crazy. Andrew Jones would be in the Hall of Fame, but everyone just remembers how bad he was. So, all right, at the end. All right, two more. Here we go. The last 10 teams, the last 10 franchises, so which means if someone's won more than one, you can just mention them once. The last 10 teams to win Super Bowls. Go.
All right. So Baltimore Ravens.
Yes.
God, who won that? Seattle Seahawks.
Yes.
New York Giants.
Yes.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes.
New England Patriots.
Yes.
Indianapolis Colts.
Yes.
Green Bay Packers.
Yes.
You
have three to go.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes.
New York Irish, the Giants.
Yes.
St. Louis. No, they never. Yeah, they did. St. Louis Rams.
Yes, you have one to go.
And
10 seconds.
Denver Broncos.
No.
Oh, it's too far ago. 99, 2000.
And time. Baltimore Ravens, Seattle Seahawks, New York Giants, Pittsburgh Steelers, New England Patriots, Indianapolis Colts, Green Bay Packers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and St. Louis Rams. I listed all of those just to prolong your agony, as you could not quite remember the New Orleans Saints.
Saints, of course.
Okay, so here's your last one. Now we're back in your field, and we'll see how well you remember the podcast that you did 2 days ago, because here is the question. At this exact second, name the top 10 teams in the Premier League table. Go.
All right. Liverpool, Manchester City.
Yes, yes.
Chelsea.
Yes.
Swansea and Aston Villa.
Yes,
Arsenal.
Yes.
Tottenham.
Yes.
Oh God, who's after that? QPR, West Ham, Stoke, Manchester United.
Stoke, yes. Not Man U, not QPR.
Southampton,
you have all 10. That's all 10. You got them. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, all 10 in 30 seconds. Well played. So did that save you? You ended up with 29, which is actually a very good outburst score, and it's difficult to get that many points. You add that to your total of before, doing math, you are at 87, only almost out of the basement, but not quite. Almost made it.
Oh, man.
So, but that's
I'm
okay.
Honored to.
Yeah, that's okay. Michael Weinrib will be happy today to know that he is no longer in our basement. You are at 87, but that's okay. The basement is still, think of it this way. There are literally billions of people on this planet. There are billions upon billions upon billions of people who have lived on this planet. It is difficult to see how many of them, even the English speakers, would become near 87. So well done.
Oh,
87
yeah.
is a very respectable number. I shudder to think of how I would do if I were asked these questions. But I get to have that smug Alex Trebek. No, the correct answer is this thing written on the piece of paper in front of me. So there we go. So Aaron, thank you. You have nothing to be ashamed of. You did very well.
Well, I'm honored because now my name is going to come up every week on the podcast until someone bests my score. So really, my quest to make a lasting mark on the Willie Experience podcast, I've succeeded beyond my wildest expectations.
Actually, I'll have you know, out of deference to Mr. Weinrib, I actually never mentioned the name of the lowest score. I just always mention.
Feel free to mention mine.
I always mention what the lowest score is, and then if that person goes below it, as just happened, then I mention the name of the person. So you will get one by minimum. You will get one more mention on this podcast because someone will do worse. I have no doubt. Anyway, Aaron, thank you for your time. Thank you. This was really fun, and I was over as I mentioned before. I was overdoing having you, and I'm glad we finally got it done. So thanks, man.
Hey, thanks again. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you to Aaron Gordon. You can follow him on Twitter at @A_W_GORDON, A_W_W_Gordon. This is the Willis Experience Podcast. Music by the Sundogs. Please rate and review us on iTunes. We'll be back on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Aaron, have fun. Be safe out there. I'll talk to everybody on Monday.